a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly. More or less.
What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Okay, welcome back. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone. Don't let my chipper demeanor make you think that I'm actually all that happy right now. Oof. Did you get a headset on there, Scotty?
Yeah, I just put it on. Could you hear that?
You like threw it on your head. Was that your head or the headset?
It was kind of this like disgusted, I'm such a radio personality that you don't make any noises that are unprofessional.
Well, there are certain noises you make that are unprofessional. Putting the headset on is the least of my worries.
I'm going to call those noises,
I'll cut you off right there, buddy. It's time for a market update. This is the part where I was telling you I was kind of grumpy about it because the Dow's off 66 points, but the NASDAQ is off 315 points today. S&P 500 off 53. So those are your updates right there for you. Brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. Now anybody can be a day trader. Visit TryDayTrading.com for more information. What are the odds? Goes like this. We throw out a scenario. You give us an answer. And I say you because you can just yell it out in your car if you'd like. Scott and I play this game together, but you're more than welcome to play right along. It's an at-home version if you'd like. So we'll throw out a scenario. 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. Bonus points for a jersey number associated with that person. Scott, let's just go right into it because it's day number two. It's 2 days after Tom Brady lost a game in the NFL playoffs, and he's not playing the rest of the way this year. And so all we have to do in the offseason is just wonder what Tom Brady's next move is going to be. So what are the odds? Tom Brady retires. He says he's still weighing his decision.
I think Tom Brady actually...
That he retires, not that he stays in the game.
No, I think Tom Brady, I think he already knew this and knows this. I think he has a plan. And I don't think his plan is related to winning, going out in style or whatever. I think it's an age. I really do. I think it's like, I'm going to play this game.
He said till 45, and he's going to be 45 when training camp starts.
Right. And so I always feel like it's at least one more year. And talking and hearing Bruce Arians, it doesn't sound like he's quitting either. You know, it doesn't sound like Bruce. And so I just wonder if there was some kind of discussion.
If you're Bruce Arians, do you tie your retirement to Tom Brady's? You might as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would imagine that discussion probably happened with them in the beginning. So I'm going to say it's a Tom Brady 12% that he retires.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's low.
I'm going to go with that he retires. I think 44 is not where he wants to be. He's going to do the pouty act right now, and he's going to say he hasn't thought about it. He hasn't thought 5 minutes past it. That's what he said yesterday. I haven't thought 5 minutes past, you know, just what's
where
just
we
happened.
Are right now.
Yeah. And I think I think he's sort of belying himself with that. Even if he's not, quote unquote, thinking about it all the time, I think that he is talking about it, thinking about it with his close associates. So I'm going to go, and I think he's going to come back one more year.
Yeah.
Boy, right when the season's over, though, all these guys are going, how do we get the energy back to
Gronk said it best. He goes, which he's not the smartest guy in the room either, or doesn't appear to be, but he sounded like
he's the one with
guy.
All the endorsement money.
He goes, you never make a decision about playing or not playing right after.
No.
Give your body some time to heal. Let the emotions go away. We're all wound up emotionally anyways right now.
Throw a trophy in the bay.
Yeah.
Just get some things off your chest.
And then we'll make a decision.
All right. I'm going to go with that he retires this year. I think it's low, too. I'll say in the quarterback region, I'm going to say a Troy Aikman 8% chance that he retires. Wow. Give me one, Scott.
What are the odds that Aaron Rodgers is not playing with the Green Bay Packers next season? So he's not around next year. He's out.
This is a high number. This is a high number. I'm going to give it while he was wearing the Packers jersey, Reggie White 92%.
You think it's that high?
Yes. No, there's no way he's coming back to Green Bay.
Wow.
He's already talking like he's moved on.
Wow.
I think he's already talking like he's moved on, and I think that he probably saw enough backlash of people going, "Yeah, we're
kind of over you."
So
by
we
now.
Had this. We had the drama that we had to live through with Aaron Rodgers this year, and yeah, he's probably going to be the MVP, but. You know, lose first round as the number one seed.
I mean,
that's no good.
The Packers fans turned on Favre too. I don't think it's as high as 90.
He's going to be a Viking too.
Yeah, I don't think it's as high as 92%. I'll say Sean Jones 90%.
Okay, all right.
Who was the other side of Reggie White with the Packers back in the day, and also played for the Houston Oilers.
What are the odds that Sean Payton, who said today he's stepping away from coaching, at least he's stepping away from coaching the New Orleans Saints, what are the odds he actually goes off and becomes the Dallas Cowboys head coach? This is fascinating to me.
Warren Sapp, Jay Crowder, 99%.
I think it's way too high, dude.
No, not at all.
Way too high. You played this game long enough.
If there has ever been a more perfect setup for a coach to go somewhere.
Well, it's perfect. Doesn't mean he's going to do it.
Well, it may not be this year. He may need to take a break. Jerry Jones will get on his jet and he'll fly Sean Payton to his yacht and they'll get on a helicopter and they'll go out in the somewhere, I don't know, Gulf of Mexico somewhere.
Are they on a date? What are you creating for him? Date?
No.
All inclusive down in Mexico? Is that what you're saying?
It's Jerry Jones just showing how committed he is to Sean Payton. Gonna take him on a tour of all of his toys.
What do you like? What do you like to eat? I'm going to get it for you. What do you like? Fajitas? I used to call them fajitas. I didn't know Jay was silent.
You don't get fajitas on the yacht.
That's Tex-Mex, all right? And that's what we do big down here.
No. Not on the yacht. It's got to be like caviar or something like that.
When you go to those Mexican restaurants and they – and you get the fajitas.
And you get caviar at a Mexican restaurant?
And they're still sizzling when they come out.
Oh, yeah.
We get fooled by that every time.
That's a marketing ploy.
Oh, you want to? Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, you know what they do?
It's a hot place, sir.
They just put water on the hot plate.
I'm sure.
Of oil.
Well, because they're like, it comes right out of the broiler.
Yeah.
My heavens. Oh, we got to take a break. I have more on here. What did you say it was? 99% chance?
99%.
I'm lower than that. Yeah. I'm going to go like a... I'm going to go with a Jerry Rice 80%. I still think he's thinking about it. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more. Next hour, we'll jump right into that same conversation with Sean Payton leaving the Saints. What does that mean for the future of even Taysom Hill? Is that guy going to be a starting quarterback? Is he going to be a quarterback at the New Orleans Saints even after all is said and done? There's some money bonuses coming up. That the team's going to have to take a real hard look at if they want to keep him going forward since he was best buddies with Sean Payton. We got more to go on the program. Stay right here with us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.